The plan would exempt prescription drugs from Wisconsin's Unfair Sales Act, a Depression-era law written to prevent big retailers from selling goods below cost and driving out smaller stores in the process. Exempting prescriptions would mean the biggest chains could start selling generic drugs for as low as $4 per month. John Hendrick with the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups says that could provide relief to seniors who are buying prescriptions out of pocket.
We understand that the original purpose of this law was to protect small retailers, and we're certainly sympathetic to that, but we don't believe that the way to protect small business is to force our lower income, older adults to pay higher prices for prescription drugs.
What worries standalone pharmacies is that they won't be able to match the biggest chains on price alone. Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin President Lynn Dittman says it sets up a situation where people might go to their local pharmacies for some drugs and go elsewhere for others, making it impossible for pharmacists to safely advise their patients.
Patient may end up in the hospital because of a drug interaction or some problem with drug therapy, and that $4 prescription that looked really good on this end has become a very expensive emergency care visit.
A similar plan died in the legislature last session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.